On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a Donegal GP says he knows a tsunami of COVID-19 infections in his practice will result in people dying. The North's First and Deputy First Ministers have written an open letter to the people of the Derry City and Strabane District Council area expressing concern at the high incidence of COVID-19 in the district. We'll hear from the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill. Nicola Sturgeon, meanwhile, says further coronavirus restrictions could be imminent in Scotland. The Garda Commission says he's prepared to ask for enforcement powers to police COVID-19 restrictions if he feels they're necessary. However, Commissioner Drew Harris says at present he doesn't believe they are. And later in the bulletin, at around 5:15, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. But we begin with Donegal GP Dr. Martin Coyne, who says he knows a tsunami of COVID-19 infections in his practice will result in people dying. Dr. Coyne is based in Lifford, which has the highest 14-day incidence rate of any local electoral area in the country. So far, there have been 87 cases in Lifford over the course of 3 weeks. He says people need to follow the guidelines in order to protect others.
I'm getting quite annoyed about it because I'm looking at a tsunami of infection in our practice, which I know is going to translate into patients dying. I know it's going to translate into patients going into ICU. You know, people who are going around ignoring the guidelines, ignoring all of the advice that they're getting, saying that this is all a hoax. These are the very people who will be moaning and crying when granny's in ICU dying on a ventilator.
The North's First and Deputy First Ministers have written an open letter to the people of the Derry City and Strabane District Council area expressing concern at the high incidence of COVID-19 in the district. The 7-day incidence rate of the virus in Derry and Strabane has risen again today. It now stands at 581.4 per 100,000 people, with 876 cases confirmed there in the past 7 days. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
In the letter, First Minister Arlene Foster and Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill say the new measures introduced in the region yesterday will limit people's movements and reduce opportunities for COVID-19 to spread from person to person. They say the restrictions will be tough for many, but are necessary to reduce the rate of infection and prevent people from becoming seriously ill. Ms. Foster and Ms. O'Neill say they are already seeing hospital admissions increasing rapidly. People are being urged to limit contacts, keep washing their hands, keep their distance, wear a face covering, and download the Stop COVID NI app. People are also urged to self-isolate and book a test once they get any symptoms. The leaders concluded by saying, look after yourself, look after each other and stay safe.
And the Deputy First Minister has said latest COVID-19 figures in Northern Ireland are alarming. 669 new cases of COVID-19 over the past 24 hours and one new death. It's also been reported that 166 students and staff at Queen's University in Belfast have tested positive for COVID-19. Michelle O'Neill says she wants to avoid additional restrictions such as a circuit breaker lockdown, but believes new measures may be necessary.
I think that we have tough decisions to take as an executive in the coming weeks and months, and I think all options need to be on the table, because this ultimately is about how do we protect our frontline healthcare workers. It's ultimately about how do we keep our children in schools. It's ultimately about saving lives as we move through the pandemic.
Nicola Sturgeon says further coronavirus restrictions could be imminent in Scotland, but the country's First Minister says she'll weigh any new measures against the potential harms done to the economy. During her daily briefing, she said Scotland is once again facing a sharply rising rate of infection.
The government is receiving very strong public health advice that action over and above the existing restrictions is necessary. We will, if we announce further measures tomorrow, set out the rationale for them.
Well, a nursing home in County Laois is currently dealing with 31 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Kilminchy Lodge Nursing Home in Port Laois says 21 of the cases relate to residents, while 10 staff members have also tested positive. Residents who have tested positive for the virus are now isolating in their rooms. All families have been contacted over the past 24 hours and have been given status updates on the health, welfare and care of their relatives. In the Dáil this afternoon, Donegal Deputy and Sinn Féin Whip Padraig McLaughlin said this is just one of the reasons why a special debate on recent developments is necessary.
There's breaking news from Port Laois. Kilminchy Lodge Nursing Home has confirmed 31 cases in their home. 21 of them are patients. Now, I appreciate we meet every Thursday to try and agree a dull schedule for the week ahead, but there are developments that are happening that require urgent adaptation by this House, and there needs to be accountability to this House from ministers.
And a special debate will take place on Thursday following a discussion in the Dáil this afternoon. Meanwhile, a row broke out in the Dáil today over cataract surgeries. It's after Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he'd heard that the Healy Rays had approached people outside Mass saying they could get them places on buses to Northern Ireland for surgery. He said he believed the state-funded surgeries had helped the Healy Rays electorally. Well, Michael Healy Ray took serious issue with that.
The woman concerned said,
"You should take that debt. You're a disgrace. You're only in the bottom of the barrel now. Could I open that statement and cop on a small bit, Taoiseach?
Could I just deal in terms of relax."
Well, the Cabinet today approved drawdown of the €1.5 million rainy day fund to use as part of Budget 2021. The money was set aside by government last year as a buffer for exceptional circumstances. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue now intends to use that money to fund spending in the budget. The budget will be placed before the Dáil next Tuesday. Donegal was the only county in the country to register a rise in the numbers claiming the pandemic unemployment payment within the past week. Donegal, which has been on level 3 restrictions along with Dublin, has seen an extra 2,000 people get the payments today. Nationally, the numbers claiming the PUP dropped by almost 12,000. The Garda Commissioner says he's prepared to ask for enforcement powers to police COVID-19 restrictions if he believes they're necessary. A high visibility operation will commence tonight across the country. It'll see the return of COVID checkpoints and an increase in Garda patrols. Patrols have been operating in Donegal since level 3 restrictions were introduced here just over a week and a half ago. Gardaí were previously given enforcement powers during lockdown, but they're not being reintroduced. Commissioner Harris says at present he doesn't believe that they're necessary.
If we need more powers, it needs to be evidence-based, and it should be entirely apparent to the public that something more is required. So if we face a situation where a member of the public refuses to comply after we have used the point of education and encouragement, then if that becomes a pattern, then obviously then enforcement will become an issue.
Other news, and a woman in her 60s is in a critical condition in hospital following a shooting at a house in Coleraine in County Derry. Police responded to an incident on the Bush Mills Road in the early hours of this morning. Shortly before midnight, a number of shots were fired at the front of a property. Police say a 61-year-old woman inside was injured and brought to hospital. Detectives are appealing to witnesses to come forward. Five people arrested in Tyrone by police investigating the abduction and assault of a man in Donegal have been released on bail. Meanwhile, the Garda Representative Association says the events which unfolded on Sunday prove once again the very real need for a dedicated armed response unit in Donegal. The region is served by a unit which is normally based in Ballyshannon, but more resources are needed, according to the GRA. Donegal GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says there needs to be changes to the current model.
This is an ongoing issue that's been raised many, many times, and it's official DRA policy that we'd have such units in each division. And it's a repeated health and safety concern that the members I represent keep coming back to me again and again, regularly, and when serious incidents like what has occurred in recent times occur, the unit that we depend on, which is usually Ballyshannon, does not have sufficient numbers of members, and it's covering too big an area. So yet again and again, this problem arises.
A man reported missing in West Donegal at the weekend has been found safe. Patrick O'Keefe had been missing from his home in Kincashla since Saturday morning. Gardaí and his family have thanked the public for their help. Meanwhile, a bag believed to belong to a missing man from Fulcara has been located. An appeal has been reissued for information in relation to 27-year-old Cian Langolan, with searches underway in the Horn Head area. Cian is 5 feet 8 inches in height, of medium build. He has sandy hair, which was recently cut and is clean shaven. Family friend Carlin says there have been potential sightings in recent days.
We found a bag belonging to him on Thursday while me and a couple of others were searching, and we're pretty sure it is his because he's been staying at my uncle for the last 9 months on and off, and everything that was in the bag, my uncle was 100% sure that it was Cian's, and that was found in the Dunfanaghy area near the pier. So that was during the week, and then there was a possible sighting of him on Tuesday in Lough Salt in Carrigart. And he was wearing a green khaki jacket, and there's been a confusion of if he is clean shaven. We need to bear in mind that he has been missing for 10 days now, and there's a possibility he will have stubble or a bit of a beard. And if he has been sleeping rough, like the girls had possibly seen him on Tuesday, said he was looking rough, and he did hide. Like, he Cian is approachable. He wouldn't harm anybody, because I know a lot of people are scared in case they see him. They don't know whether to approach him or not. He's very antisocial. So whenever he was seen on Tuesday, he hid behind a rock, not wanting to be seen. Since then, we've run into a couple of brick walls. Like, we thought there was another couple of sightings, and it turned out to be somebody else. But he did, like, the three taxis he got on Sunday from Letterkenny to Milford, and Milford to Letterkenny, and then to Hornhead. That was the last definite sighting of him. So everyone is very, very concerned about his well-being, because we know when the guards found his bag, at all his money and his bank cards, his phone, everything was in that bag. So we don't know if he's eating or where he's sleeping.
And that was Carolyn, a friend of Liam, of the family there, speaking on the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes. School holidays could be staggered to allow parents to take staycations under new recommendations from the Tourism Recovery Task Force. Industry groups have published a list of proposals which they believe are needed to save jobs and businesses across Ireland. It's also looked at international travel and put forward a bid to double Ireland's international marketing budget from 47 million to 94 million euro. The CEO of Tourism Ireland, Niall Gibbons, says the government must now come up with the money.
The international spend by visitors in a typical year would be 5 billion euros. So you can start to see the impact right across the economy on things like income tax and VAT, and the huge impact that it has on rural Ireland as well. So look, this is one of a number of competing demands that obviously be weighed up by government. But first and foremost, this was an effort by the entire industry to come together to say, what would a recovery plan over the next 3 years look like?
It's claimed Ireland's green reputation isn't backed up by facts. The Environmental Protection Agency says agricultural practices are among the main reasons for a decline in water quality nationally. The views are contained in a submission to the Department of Agriculture. Environmental journalist and commentator John Gibbons says the country's indicators are going in the wrong direction.
Ireland was supposed to have achieved 20% emissions reductions by 2020 versus 2005. The agricultural sector, since 2005, has actually, its emissions have increased across the sector by 8%. But when you concentrate on the dairy sector, which of course was deregulated in 2015, it's actually up about 25-26%. So this, of course, you can't just blame the agricultural industry. This is government policy.
Uthrus na Gutherthe has launched a video campaign to highlight the quality of life and opportunities offered in the Donegal Gaeltacht, with an emphasis on the G-Tech business hub in Gweithor. The unit, which is currently being substantially expanded, offers hot desk and shared space facilities for remote workers, as well as office spaces and incubation units. Similar hubs are available in other Gaeltacht areas, including Kilcar and Carrigart, Arranmore Island, and one is being developed on Tory. Uthrus CEO Micheál Ó'Shaoghaíní says we're reaching a point where the Gaeltacht can offer the same connectivity as a major city, but with a better environment.
You have the undoubted quality of life in terms of environment, in terms of culture, but at the same time, you can have world-class facilities, whether it be office space, connectivity. You can operate at no disadvantage to someone that's operating in the middle of a major city in Ireland or further afield. That's very much the levelling of the playing field, which is so important for rural areas such as Donegal, the Donegal Delta.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and a member of the Republic of Ireland backroom team has tested positive for COVID-19. The news comes 2 days before the side are due to play Slovakia in Bratislava in their Euro 2020 playoff. Two other staff members are restricting their movements, having been a close contact, but both of those individuals have tested negative. All players, management team and other backroom staff have also tested negative. Meanwhile, Slovakia, they're still waiting on one of their key players to join up with the squad. Stanislav Lobotka has been quarantined with the rest of his Napoli teammates following a number of positive COVID-19 cases at the club. Meanwhile, in League of Ireland news, two Galway United players, they've also tested positive for coronavirus. Now, the rest of the squad and staff are now restricting their movements as they await testing. Friday's SSE Airtricity First Division game with Drogheda United has been postponed as a result. Elsewhere, Ireland under-21 manager Jim Crawford has called St Mirren's defenders Conor McCarthy into his squad for the European Championship qualifier away to Italy. Crawford will now have 23 players to choose from for next Tuesday's match in Pisa. And Vera Pauw has named an unchanged squad of 30 players for the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2022 qualifier against Ukraine later this month, if they can bounce back from last month's defeat to top seeds Germany with a draw away to Ukraine on October the 23rd. The girls in green would be guaranteed second place in the group and a playoff place at the very least. Meanwhile, cross-channel Xherdan Shaqiri has become the third Liverpool player to test positive for coronavirus. He's currently on international duty with the Swiss Football Association and they say he's been placed in isolation. Club teammates Sadio Mane and Thiago, they've already tested positive. And Tammy Abraham, Ben Chilwell and Jadon Sancho, they won't face any police action over a breach of coronavirus rules. They'll miss England's friendly with Wales on Thursday after going to a surprise birthday party for Abraham where there was more than six people attending. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Neil Lennon has hit back at Charlie Nicholas after the former player branded the club cheap. Nicholas said he knew his old side wouldn't spend money in the window and that he didn't think Diego Laxalt was a good addition. But Lennon says he's delighted with the loan signing from AC Milan and the rest of his squad.
Listen, if we'd have signed Messi and Ronaldo, Charlie still would have found fault with it. Just a negative bang in the drum about the club for years. I woke up this morning absolutely delighted, and I think we've come out of the window very, very strong.
Back at home, the North West Senior Cup semi-final between Limavady United and an Institute due to be played this evening has been postponed for a second time. It's been rescheduled again, this time for next Tuesday night, October the 13th. Derrickview, they await the winners in the final. In Gaelic games, the Camogie Association has endorsed a decision to suspend all club games at all levels with immediate effect and until further notice. The Senior Inter-County Camogie Championship will go ahead as planned and is due to get underway on the 17th of October. In rugby, Munster training has been suspended after a player tested positive for COVID-19. The player was not part of the squad that travelled to the Scarlets last weekend and is asymptomatic. Along with six other players deemed close contacts, they are all isolating. The individual will be retested tomorrow to remove doubt of a false positive. Meanwhile, Welsh Rugby Union head coach Wayne Pivac has called up seven uncapped players to his squad for the Autumn Internationals. Among those are centre Johnny Williams and fly half Callum Sheedy, both of whom are eligible for England and played for Eddie Jones in an uncapped match against the Barbarians in June last year. In tennis, men's third seed Dominic Thiem has claimed the second set of his French Open quarterfinal against Diego Schwartzman. Thiem had lost the first set on a tiebreak. Later, Rafa Nadal, he faces the 19-year-old Italian Yannick Sinner. And there'll be an unseeded player in this weekend's women's final. Argentinian qualifier Nadia Podoroska, she shocked third seed Elena Svitolina 6-2, 6-4 in their quarterfinal. Svitolina had been the last remaining seed on that side of the draw. Meanwhile, there's an investigation underway into alleged match fixing at the French Open. The Paris prosecutor's office has confirmed it's looking into a women's doubles match in the first round. Officials, they began looking into suspicions of organised fraud and corruption in sports at the start of the month. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Geraint Thomas is out of cycling's Giro d'Italia with a fractured pelvis. He's withdrawn after crashing when he rode over a water bottle on yesterday's stage to Mount Etna. Arnaud Demare, he won today's stage with Joao Almeida holding on to the leader's pink jersey. That's all your sports this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Gardaí and Donegal are reminding people to increase safety measures in a bid to prevent burglaries. Operation Thor is back underway in earnest with the initiative successfully reducing the rate of winter burglaries since its introduction in 2015. Due to COVID-19, there has been a big reduction in burglaries in the county due to people being at home more. Well, Garda Niall Maguire says the advice being offered is very simple.
The amount of burglaries is still very small on the grand scale of things. You know, there's a very small chance you're going to be burgled in Donegal. But I suppose it just brings it into focus. When you are burgled, you just sit up and pay attention. It's like, you know, you mightn't have, I suppose an analogy, you don't appreciate maybe the hospital and the health service until you're actually sick. So until you're actually burglarised, you won't understand what it's like and the trauma that can go with that of having an intruder in your home. So just want to remind people, it can seem obvious, but it's obviously not for some people, because when we attend houses, some of the basic things haven't been done and people are kicking themselves in the foot. So the advice we're giving out once again is turn on some lights, use timer switches, make sure all doors and windows are locked. Seems obvious, even if it's just for a few minutes you're nipping out, make sure your doors and windows are locked. It only takes a couple of minutes to burgle a house. Use an alarm if possible. Store keys away from windows, and don't keep large amounts of cash or jewellery in the house. Very important.
And a Foyle MLA is calling for a major focus on air quality in Derry and Strabane ahead of International Clean Air Day later this week. Sinead McLaughlin has launched a campaign to improve air quality in the district, which has been shown to have the worst air pollution in Northern Ireland. Ms McLaughlin says it's vital that the reliance on smoky coal and peat be addressed, as well as initiatives to address the effect of dirty exhaust fumes and diesel engines on the district roads. Ms McLaughlin says it's a very serious situation.
I've been worried about Derry's air quality for some time. It's the worst in Northern Ireland, and it's literally killing my constituents. There are very high levels of respiratory disease in the region, and a contributing factor to that is obviously poor air quality. We are marking International Air Quality Day on Thursday, and I think it's time that we actually make a concerted effort to see if we can turn this around. We need to really move fast towards cleaner vehicles, and obviously we're very dependent here in our coal and our peat, and we need to stop using them as a source of our heat and our energy and move towards more clean renewable heating systems.
Some years ago, the arrival of natural gas into Derry in the northwest was heralded. Has enough been done to ensure that that's used to its maximum, or is there still work to be done to ensure that what's happening in Kilkeira and what's happening in terms of the provision of natural gas is really ramped up so that everyone can avail of it?
Well, I do think that that's part of the solution. Certainly, there was a great concerted effort to get gas into the west and to the northwest in particular, but now we need support, you know, so that people can make those conversions from coal, peat and oil into a cleaner energy source, which at the moment is gas. But, you know, even that is moving on further as well. We will, you know, we're trying to make sure that people move towards, you know, new renewables such as hydrogen and electrics and that as well.
And that was Sinead McLaughlin in MLA in Foyle. Weather forecast: cloudy with scattered showers this evening with moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds, strong at times along coasts. Tonight, mainly cloudy with further scattered showers, some clear spells as well in lows of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh and gusty westerly winds, remaining strong in coastal areas. Tomorrow Wednesday will begin with scattered showers and bright spells, but cloud will increase from the southwest in the afternoon ahead of persistent rain tomorrow evening. Highs tomorrow 11 to 14 in light to moderate westerly breezes. They'll back southerly ahead of the rain. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories in brief, a Donegal GP says he knows a tsunami of COVID-19 infection in his Lifford practice will result in people dying. The North's First and Deputy First Ministers have written an open letter to the people of the Derry City and Strabane District Council area expressing concern at the high level of COVID-19 in the district. Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister, says the latest COVID figures are alarming and further restrictions could be necessary. A nursing home in County Leash is currently dealing with 31 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 21 relate to residents and 10 to staff. And the Cabinet has approved drawdown of the €1.5 billion rainy day fund to use as part of Budget 2021. It'll require the all approval next Tuesday on Budget Day. Well, we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the News Term, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 6th of October. The death has occurred of Seamus Duffy, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his home on Thursday morning at 10:40 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Parkinson's Association of Ireland at www.parkinsons.ie. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorder. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred at her home of Deirdre Hanlon, Braj, formerly Scanlon, of Croyvay, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, followed by private cremation in Cavan at a later date. The Funeral Mass is strictly private to family only, please. the death has taken place of Peter McTaggart, Rosemount Kilmacrennan. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Hugh Duffy, Ballyargus, Redcastle. As per Hugh's wishes, cremation is strictly private, please. And the death has occurred of Agnes McNulty, Mullandrait, Stranorer. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorer at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Stranorer Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. Donations directly in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, Hillcrest House Nursing Home, Letterkenny. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private to family only, please.